What?
So what then?
You don't know.
You don't know.
Oh God, here you go. I will not take part in this appropriation. Give me a hell,
yeah. This is culturally inappropriate.
So what does?
Now that's culturally.
Don't look away now.
Yeah.
Look away now.
Oh my God.
Nerd.
Don't get folded up.
Don't get shy now.
Did he say don't get shot now or don't get shy now?
Shy.
You imagine if he would have said anyways, continue.
let's
keep that for later.
Don't get shy now.
Yeah.
This is episode 322.
The most
consistent podcast in the area. Give me a hell, yeah. Oh, you're going to fold that up right now. Yep. Don't get shy now. It's your boy, Buzzbee.
And over here is your boy, JC. No,
it is. And McFly.
What's happening?
Marty.
Yeah.
Another baby. Like,
just cause.
Oh man, how the fuck y'all doing?
I'm great, man. Great. That's salute cool. to y'all. Shouts out to y'all for kicking off the
sidebar series.
I was gonna say side quest.
Hey man, look, side quest, sideline, sidebar, everything.
Yeah, side everything. Yeah,
holding it down while I was doing a side quest. I have an official announcement to let the whole world know. Your boy is now a certified paralegal in litigation.
Oh shit.
He'll fold you up right now.
Yeah. Fold your ass up in a motherfucking motion.
Don't get shot now. Objection. Don't get shot now.
Right. Yeah. As the
pussy.
As the fellas were saying, that was the reason why they actually checked in with me and they was like, you know, would it be cool? And I was like, I ain't holding y'all back. Like, go do it. Don't even ask me for a blessing. Like, please go push the brand further.
Yeah.
Go get some content, please, because I'm wrapped up in studying for
paralegal shit.
Yeah. Get these finals done. Get these finals projects done. So please go get content done, please. And I was glad y'all went and did it. But yes, I got all my results back. It was a three-peat.
Hey.
Oh.
Three straight Dean's lists, back to back to back. 4.0 on them.
Nice.
And got my paralegal certification.
Nice.
In litigation again. So
nice. I'm
very, very excited with
right,
that.
Right.
Very humble.
That's proud of your black ass.
Thank you. Very humble. Nah, very definitely. Blessed. Yeah, man. So that's what I was doing. And as they said when they first started the episode, I was fine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like I said,
it was just personal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it ain't for me to divulge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just tired.
My boy gonna let y'all know.
Exactly. I was exhausted, but I put the work in. And yeah, I was excited, man. And then, of course, celebrating my birthday was finals.
Right.
So I ain't do shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I did.
That's my type of birthday.
Let me rephrase that. I did. I invested in my future.
I postponed
celebrating until, you know, this past weekend, 4th of July weekend. But I invested in my future and put the hard work in, and everything's going to be paying off very relatively soon. So, yeah.
Round of applause, man.
Absolutely.
Applause, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, y'all held it down for that hour. Y'all did good.
I mean,
new sounds. I was a little bit jealous. I was like, I like that sound. Where that shit at?
Shit.
Nah, but for real, where them sounds at?
Hey, man, look, see, what it happened was.
I ain't getting no wave. I ain't getting nothing. I was like, wait.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I was like, hey, okay, I'll take that.
Hey, man, look.
Especially the Buzzbee drop. Yeah. Shout out Rob Markman.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah, now, how y'all fellas doing, though?
Man, I'm doing better.
Yeah.
I will say that because, this week, bruh.
Yeah, we missed a lot. Bro.
Man, I started off in the motherfucking hospital, bruh. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
But I'm good now. So that's all that matters. That's
good.
Okay. Don't fold up right now.
Shit.
I've been good though. You know, I've been chilling, working, you know, all that jazz. You know how that shit goes.
Yep.
Yeah. Getting out moolah, baby.
Yes, sir.
But in the world of hip hop, pop culture, and all that shit, it just kept going and shit was just entertaining. So what do we miss?
Kendrick in Toronto?
Yeah.
Let's speed through that. Wow,
it's been a while.
What an interesting 48 hours that was.
Yeah, he performed Not Like Us. And oh man, that's just, ooh.
Man, for the crowd to be saying one more time.
In your own city, that's just, that was beautiful to watch.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy,
and
man.
Drake fans were out there, like the fucking, you see the core, his core audience, which were white boys, and just,
I mean, I wouldn't even say that. I would just say the demographic looked exactly
as we expected.
Well, we ain't expected it to. I know I've interacted with personally. You know, so.
Or the ones in my mentions.
The people actually got to see who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't shocked. The funny thing was, the video footage came out after the first night of the concert, and they were outside. You think we're going to allow Kendrick to let this happen? And I was like, fam, he just did it.
You're a little late, guy. Yeah.
He like, runs the six. He runs the six. White boy was saying that shit. He runs this city. And, oh, man, it was, I was like,
fam, go home.
Just embarrassing, dog. Go you home. Out there hearing everyone go A minor at Rogers Center Stadium. He's the first rapper to perform there.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Salute to that man.
Salute to him, yes.
Definitely.
Now he's overseas right now in Europe and doing that stuff, and he's just having the time of his life.
Yeah.
They were having the time of their life. You should see how they're fucking going off on fucking family ties and shit.
Oh, nah, seriously.
They're going nuts. Dun, 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 and they're still singing dun, dun, fucking, dun, dun, what's his name? Baby Keem's verse and shit, is opening bars and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping that bitch.
That shit happened where we were at.
I love that song.
No, man. But you know when Kendrick does his freestyle, people were still rapping like Baby Keem's other verse.
Yeah. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where we were, or where I was sitting at least, man, fucking, what you call it? We were doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, he's not doing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go back and listen to the episode when it first dropped.
Yeah.
And I go back and listen to what I was saying. I'd be like, man, what the fuck was you talking about? Because.
But you said you was playing with his food.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I would just be like, again, I'm so used to hearing Kendrick.
Like that.
And mm-hmm. I, because sometimes it's just like, you just, sometimes you really don't appreciate greatness because you're so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so I went back and listened to that podcast and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But again, it was always Kendrick was always number one. It wasn't like I was trying to discredit it.
You
take for granted seeing him put up 60 every night or you know, some nights, because you know.
Yeah,
and he was gone for 5 years.
Yeah, I had said it. I was like, yeah, he was rapping his ass off, but it was like, I've heard him say it so many times. Yeah. It was like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's the Kobe effect, bro.
Exactly.
Like, seriously, like, exactly. I'm not gonna lie and say that I saw every single game because of the fact that I know what he done in the finals and shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I don't need to watch this game. This, you know, against the Nuggets back then.
Oh, exactly. Every point
just
counts.
The Nuggets. This ain't shit. Exactly. This is the Raptors. This ain't. Oh fuck, he just went. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in hindsight, yeah, that type shit.
Right. Go back to that verse. It was more like a warning about what he had. But it was a delayed.
And I'm not
warning, saying
that happened, because that did not happen.
Right. Right.
As soon as he did that verse, the Baby Keem album dropped, and then Mr. Morale dropped. Then he was silent again, and then the rest is fucking history. First Person Shooter came out, and he was like, "I'm pussy.
Yep.
I'm pussy."
Yep. I heard you talking shit on that sidebar.
I'm pussy.
No, not him. You.
Yeah, I know, right?
But he's still missing what I'm saying.
Nah, I heard it. I just didn't want to give you no credit. So,
God damn. That's a cold motherfucker, bro.
Drake's fake abs. Now, that's cold. Like, that's a, yuck.
Oh, hold on. I'll wait till I pick my damn drink.
I mean,
so, but he wants to give that attention.
No,
when that day happened, I remember the first thing I saw, because I saw it on his Instagram, the first thing I saw was all the fucking bottles. And my first thought was, wow, he does have drinking problems. That was my first thought. I ain't gonna look at his chest, because, the fuck? No.
I get you, but at the same token, it's like, bro, people have like actual bars in their house. Like, that's not uncommon.
I know, but it's just playing into all the whole meet the gram shit.
That, for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
For you. No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
like,
yes.
For me personally, I looked at it and I was like, I didn't notice nothing. Then I started paying attention to fucking Twitter, and I was like,
"They were
oh,
oh, social media was wrote." And he opened his comments on Instagram now too.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
He's looking for inspiration. Damn. That's how I look at it. Wow. But, yeah, and they were roasting.
Looking for inspiration in all the wrong places.
They were body shaming him. Like, God damn. And they were like, oh, yeah, he bought those abs. They like, he got no muscles on his shoulders. And da, 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 da. I was like, damn. Niggas say he looked like a Ken doll.
Ouch.
God damn.
Just roast.
They couldn't even give him G.I. Joe. Like,
no, they called it a Ken doll. I'm like, then they got to the point where I said on Twitter, I'm like, hey, man, I'm not into body shaming, but, man, y'all really roasting this dude. And then Drake said, hey, you better not body shame him, fat boy. I was like, wait, what?
And I saw somebody else follow up, and I was like, don't you got to go get your 10 cheeseburgers?
Yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, damn, y'all not letting go of that joke. Shit.
Like, look at what? 10 cheeseburgers? Really? Y'all got to come up with more shit than that, man. That fan base is so cute. They're still trying to do old jokes and old tricks, and it's just like, bro, and they call me Tubbs too. That's another one. Tubbs, Bugsby, but not Busby, Bugsby.
Yeah, they be butchering the fuck out of your name, brother.
No, they're doing it on purpose.
No, no, no. I know that. Yeah. I'm saying though, they like they literally just kind of like try to flip it this way, that way, and it just really don't
work.
Doesn't
work. It's like cringeworthy. Like what? And Tubbs. I was like, what? Tubbs. Tubby. Like, is that you trying to call me Tubby? Trying to call me Tubby? Like what? What? What are you trying to say? Anyway, Drake said,
damn shame.
And people were going in on his abs, and then that led into, I guess, the anniversary of Not Like Us, the 4th of July.
God damn.
Yeah, and I remember, no, and then I did what you guys.
Throw some meat on the grill.
No, I did what you guys always told me to do. When Drake's going to drop a new project, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I didn't say a word till midnight.
How'd that make you feel?
The only thing I said,
he was having withdrawals. Right? I promise you.
Not even. I didn't say a word.
He's like, I wanna type something. Can I tweet? just a little.
The only thing. No.
Oh shit.
I start talking about Eminem.
Cold sweats.
No, this is funny. I start talking about Eminem right when the thing dropped. Well, I guess when the song dropped,
I start talking
about Eminem, how Eminem's the GOAT. So then they're going like, they said something about Drake. They're like, oh yeah, your hate for Drake is hella bad. Your hate for Drake is wild. And I'm like, I'm talking about Eminem and you talking about Drake. Make it make sense.
Man, look.
It's like that.
Ain't nothing making sense to them, bro.
It's like that. It's like that fucking tweet exchange that's like a Twitter Hall of Fame now.
Which one?
Imagine if he never left. Imagine if he left me alone. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I was talking about Eminem. I was talking about how Eminem's one of the greatest rappers of all time, and they were like, your hate for Drake needs to be studied. I'm like, I'm talking about Eminem. Where did Drake come from? What? And I was still silent. And then I was like, and then after that, because everyone was arguing me about the M tweet, and I was like, anyway, here's the anniversary of Not Like Us, right?
Yeah.
And I put the link up on the video.
Right.
And people think I'm still talking about Drake. And I just didn't say that, and I waited and waited. And waited, and then I went. And I was talking to you guys, talking to you in the DMs and shit.
Yep.
On a more serious note,
yeah.
This fucking record, man. I ain't playing it. Cause I ain't giving them a stream. That's real hate. That is real hate, pussy.
I still haven't played it.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No, I've heard it. I just haven't played it.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
I mean, y'all already know how I get down.
Yeah.
You went and found the nearest reaction video.
Yes, I did.
That is strong hate.
I haven't even played the reaction videos.
Thank you.
Because
Josh gave me the full rundown last week. We was out at Tipsy Putt.
He told you about the song?
Shit.
He gave me the full rundown and everything.
Oh, how I hit him up as soon as he posted some bullshit.
Give me full rundown. Everything.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm quick with it, bro.
So, the video, it was, I'll say this though, let's get the positives out the way. Let's get the positives about the video, because it was a stream he posted. It was kind of like, you remember how Frank Ocean did his shit on Apple Music?
Of course. It was one of the greatest finesses in digital streaming platform history.
Yeah, but the video, it was like the visual video shit. It was like an open stream.
Oh, yeah, so it was
a stream of him in a fucking icebox where his heart used to be.
Right.
I'm so cold. Side note, you know that ain't Timberland?
Who is it?
What?
I thought that was Timberland.
Is that Danger? Danger?
It was Danger saying that?
It's somebody, because who broke the news? Carrie Hilson broke the news.
Wow. That's not Timberland.
What?
That whole time sounds like Timberland.
I know.
My whole childhood is a lie, bro.
Either it was Carrie Hilson or
Danger. That'd be Danger.
Yeah,
it was a man saying that.
It's not Timberland.
That's crazy.
Not, yeah.
It really sounded like him, though.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. I saw that shit
I swore that was him. No, I'm saying.
Nah, it really makes that AI shit look very like, man, you've been in on this the whole fucking time.
Man, AI'd a real person. Yeah.
Anyway, he was in a, Drake was in an icebox. He was, because the whole Iceman gimmick that he's doing right now.
Right.
And he goes into a break room, and then the video starts playing, and then he's on his porch on his Houston residence, and he has a whole bunch of guns just laid out, and he's just dancing around them, saying...
Why does he not just come out as Mr. Freeze already? Like, why is he not just going all in on the gimmick right now?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger Mr. Freeze?
Yeah.
Because he has to, like, cryogenically freeze himself in order for that
He's already fucking up the accents. He might as well just go all in now.
Ain't wrong there, man. Might as well. Anyway, just jump on that German shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the pause of the video, and then after that, he goes out and he starts dancing and just doing that little...
Making fun of my abs.
Make fun of my abs. Jesus Christ. Get to the chopper. No. Get to the chopper now. Get to the chopper. Iceman, what did I miss? What did I miss?
Jesus Christ. What did I...
Okay.
It's because they didn't help me take me down.
Why did LeBron betray me? Why did you betray me?
Anyway, take me to Shy.
Turn it to Shy now.
I want to see the thunder. I mean, no, like, for real, just
dog,
this
is like, fucking stupid.
Everything,
dumb
this
as shit.
Fucking
might
stupid.
As well.
Everything he's done since he's baited Kendrick Lamar into all this shit. Since he might as well just go all in on being fucking Drake Schwartz hyphen nigga at this point.
So then he goes in his icebox, or the ice man, the ice cream truck, or whatever, driving around Toronto.
Get to the icebox! No!
Get to the ice chain! Ice truck! Get to the ice! Get to the ice! Now!
Chill!
I'm in the OVO syndicate! Show me what Chubbs is!
I'm trying to be serious, people. Okay.
I don't know, fuck with the weekend.
So this nigga's driving around playing other records and shit like that. Man, fuck all that shit. The shit was fucking weak, man. The beat was cool. The raps were trash. And it's just, he's still fucking whining.
See, the fact that you said raps, where were those
singing.
At?
Okay.
He's singing on here?
Yes.
What did I miss?
Yes.
That's how it goes. What did I miss? I ain't playing that record.
He's seen. Look, here's the thing that pisses me off. Like, and it's getting to a point where I just can't fucking handle it no more. He's singing, or no, he's rapping melodically.
This isn't for you, Martin. I promise it's
okay,
not for you.
Cool.
Move this man!
Move! No, that's definitely not for me.
Sure, it wasn't for you. I wasn't trying to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
No, I get you. I get you. Nah, but dog, he's rapping melodically, right? The fact, people need to get rid of that. That whole rapping melodically. You're fucking singing.
Well, at least leave it to Bone Thugs.
Well, I mean, hey, man, you know, that's different.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the same shit that we hear from him. It's literally the same shit. He's complaining. He's basically subliminally dissing LeBron again while at the time he was, that LeBron was tatted on him and shit like that.
Yeah.
He's pretty much dissing Rick Ross. And it was just, he's dissing everyone, all the side characters, but not the main boogeyman himself. He's still pointing at everybody for siding with Kendrick, but not Kendrick himself.
How many How many attempts has he put up now? And he's only
hit I lost count.
It's over 40, bro. I mean, that's really what it is.
He only got one, and that was Nokia.
I'll give him that.
And I guess,
even then, it's not a it's not a fucking rap song,
right?
But go ahead.
Yeah, and what did I miss? Yeah, and it's funny because I said, because everyone was just dissing the song. Only one that were praising it were, you know, the Drake, the OVO MAGA people and shit like that. And some people, like some of the people that are kind of not in the middle, but they're still holding out hope that Drake's going to turn it all around. I don't know why they coddle this nigga so much, man. Like, they still think he's going to change. It's going to be the same fucking Drake. They're going to get the Drake they got from Take Care and Nothing Was the Same and shit like that. No, they hold... This is the same people that held out hope for Kanye.
The titles are literally telling you.
Nah.
Take Care. Nothing Was the Same.
If you're reading this, it's too late. Too late, nigga. They're still holding out to hope. These are the same people that held out for hope thinking that Kanye is going to drop a good-ass job. That's how they feel about Drake. They feel Drake's going to turn it around and go back to what it once was. It's over. This is who he is. He is hurt. All those snippets he was playing on that fucking stream, he's still bitching. Yeah. Still bitching and whining. And that's what this is. And people are looking into, oh, what does the Iceman thing mean? What's the deeper meaning? I'm going to tell you exactly, because he's too surface level.
Yeah.
No, he's calling himself Iceman because his heart is cold as ice right now. He's like, yeah, man, my car.
He's like, yeah, man. We jam on.
Yeah, my heart is cold as ice. I'm ice cold to these mons now. I'm the ice mon now. That's what my arm's gonna be called. Ice mon.
Drizzy, you dead? Yeah, man. Ooh.
Ooh. Cool runnings. That's a cool runnings reference. God damn. Feel the rhythm. Feel the beat. Yeah. Whatever, man. Where is he at right now? He in London right now with his fucking wireless festival shit.
Yeah.
He replaced the LeBron tattoo now.
That part.
What's his name?
SGA.
Shai Gilchrist Alexander?
Yeah.
Gilgis.
Yeah, he replaced it like he's a Canadian, fucking bro. Scorn.
Finals MVP. I mean,
definitely that. Hey,
but why do you have another man's face tatted on you?
I don't know if it was his face. Now, hold on. Time out.
The kid now.
We haven't seen the whole tattoo, right? I'm not jumping to conclusions and nothing like that, but we don't know if it's actually completely SGA on there. What we do know for sure is it's his jersey on him. And to me, that looked like some high school scoring X shit.
It is some high school scoring X shit. He is 38 years old. 38. He is pushing 40 acting like this. Can you imagine any of our favorite rappers acting like this?
E-40? Hell nah.
Eminem? Hell nah.
Shit.
Like, who else? Who's your favorite?
All of them? No.
I know, but
he said every single one that I've listened to?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, just imagine that. Like, it's some bitch-ass nigga. I don't know.
That's horrible, man.
I don't understand this shit. Like, I really don't.
I don't either.
It's like, we've always talked about how he's never shown growth as an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dog, he's not even showing any growth as a man.
This is actually growing. This is the opposite of growth.
This is some Benjamin Button shit. This is literally some Benjamin Button.
Nah, this is literally some Peter Pan shit.
Yeah.
Literally some Peter Pan shit.
Stopping at 22, just staying right there.
I mean, you know, you're giving him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, to me, this looks like some 18, 19-year-old type shit, bro. Like, it's really Graham, like that.
17-year-old acting like a...
Or no, 37-year-old showing up as
an 11-year-old. As a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Double digits.
Not even hitting double digits.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I give him benefit of the doubt. You know, you got the tattoo. You had to have like, you know what I mean? You have to be of age to get a tattoo. So I say 18, 19.
So the wireless shit's going on right now. The wireless shit's going on right now. And I guess the crowd, his people, the white folks, they were chanting out "fuck Kendrick," right? So then
it ain't just the white and folks.
No. Well, don't do that. Exactly. I was gonna say don't do that and the say streamers. The white folks. It was good. it's the crowd, right? Whatever.
The crowd was screaming.
Aiden Ross started that shit. I'm not playing with you, dog. Like, yeah, I'm dead the fuck serious. I promise you, Aiden Ross bitch ass is the one who started that shit.
It's the them.
It's them. Yeah. Excuse me, fuck Kendrick. So then, this nigga Drake, I'm just going to play this for y'all people so you can hear this.
Y'all thought that today, Junior.
And this is his OVO fest. Like, it's 3 days after while recording. He just did the second day. He brought out all the fucking UK rappers. UK rappers, I think they're better rappers than American. And Drake doubled down on that. And he literally said that UK rappers are the best rappers in the world, even better than US rappers.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
And everyone on the timeline, I just pissed off everybody. Not me, because this is...
Yeah, not real.
He's hurt. Not America done pissed him off. His own city pissed him off.
Yeah.
So he's hurt.
As far as we know, right? Mm-hmm. The two best UK rappers are Skepta and Central C, right?
The most popular ones.
Well, to a degree, I mean, if you're the most popular, you know, typically you're in that upper echelon.
Yeah.
Right? Who do you think, off the top of your head, better than them?
Man. I'm not familiar with UK rap.
No, I'm saying, but like, just, all right. You mean like best in the US?
Oh, everybody.
Just pick one.
Pick one.
Ice Spice.
Okay, now you just bullshit. Man, she ain't even a rapper.
I feel she could out rap him.
Yeah, well, you know what? At this point, after what I heard from fucking...
So, Skepta, before the wireless shit, he went on Twitter and said,
I'm not trolling either. Like, I'm going to look at the camera. I'm going to be very clear. I'm not trolling.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. Like, no,
this is America, nigga.
Besides what's going on right now in Washington and shit, you know, that's fucked up, but that's our situation. But you try to fuck with us when it comes to the music shit.
I'm especially hip hop
that started here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way when I say I'm very West Coast biased. Like, you know, when it's West Coast versus West Coast, I got my picks.
Right, as soon as
somebody outside the soil starts saying something, you know, then I turn into, I know you ain't talking. Yeah, go get them. It's the same thing outside the soil.
I'll be khaki suited.
Yeah. It's the same thing outside the soil. It's like, you said what? Oh, yeah, nah, go get him.
Right.
So what happened is that Skepta laid out a challenge saying that he wants to go out American. He wants to go at an American rapper and feel like he could, like, out-rap them and shit like that. And I knew what that was. He was trying to go after Kendrick. Like, it was fucking obvious to me. But then Jonah Lucas was just like, I'll take that challenge. Now.
I laughed my ass off when I see
that. You know,
that is a name where... We can say all we want to say, and we've been saying what we've been saying 100%. For years. But one thing that we have never said about Joyner Lucas is that he can't rap.
Oh, yeah. Nah, he could definitely rap. He could definitely rap.
So when Joyner Lucas said that, Skepta came out with a video saying, like, he wasn't going to. He was like, oh, no, I ain't talking about fucking Joyner. I don't even want to do his voice, his little accent and shit. He's like, oh, I'm not talking about that, man. I'm talking about other. He was trying to list other rappers. He's trying to change the rules and shit like that. And everyone was like, nah, don't lay out a challenge and then get mad when someone answers
right.
Yeah. So then he heard the noise and he released this fucking, I guess, this song called Friendly Fire. And that shit is booty cheeks. Me and RT tried listening to it and the camera fell down. That was a fucking sign.
It was a fucking omen. Shit.
Then we played it again and dead ass. And what was the line that was the most wildest one? Why do you rap like you from Harvard?
Or why you rap like you studied at Harvard?
Oh yeah, no wonder Drake thinks that
you rap like you have an education.
Yeah, Drake thinks that it's funny that Kendrick is raps like he tries to freeze the slaves, and this guy.
Why are you rapping like?
Why you rap like you're educated?
You rap like you read a book.
Damn, got him. Burn
once again.
Roasted
once again. Aaron Magruder. Profit.
Oh, shit.
I was just like, and I told people, like, I have my friends out in London. I'm just letting y'all know right now, even though we all make fun of Jonah Lucas with the story tracks and shit like
that. Oh, yeah. 100%. I laugh at his ass all the time.
Rapping from the perspective of an Arizona bottle.
He can do that.
Yeah.
He can do that.
But at the end of the day, when he's dead serious, he's gonna rap his ass off. He is going to hurt that man's feelings.
He is going to attack him from the perspective of the microphone. I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah.
My bets is in.
We laugh about that shit. That Arizona will quench your motherfucking thirst. That motherfucking much.
Like, what's his name? No, Jonah Lucas is a spitter. He will rap his ass off.
And, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's going to hurt his feelings.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. This is Jonah Lucas, man. We ain't going. You're not going to go up to those motherfuckers. We ain't talking about the Joe, the Jay-Z's and the fucking Nas's and the Eminem's and the fucking UGK.
Kendrick's.
The Andre 3000 with his flute. Not even talking Outkast. I'm talking Andre 3000 with the flute.
Dog, that's a rap.
Like, we ain't even talking about Clips yet. Like, no, not even Clips. Malice. Not even Pusher. Malice. And I'm not even downgrading Mal. If you listen, man.
It's time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I just like playing this.
I was so excited. I forgot my headphones. And then when Matt brought out the trap, in the grind, getting it at 11:45 in PM.
That re-up gang.
The re-up gang headphones.
Yeah.
Come on.
This that shit.
One of the hardest lines I've ever heard prior this entire decade. Your soul don't like your body. We'll help you free it.
What? This is independent, by the way. So be it. Yeah.
Smoke. Yeah. So be it.
That Aladdin shit, nigga. Pussy.
My God.
Their first album in how many years?
15.
15 years. When the casket dropped, that was the last one. Entirely produced by Pharrell. I've listened to GNX for the past, it hasn't been the year, it's been like, what, 7 months?
Since November. So eight months?
And I remember adding Pusher. I'm like, I love GNX, but you and your brother need to hurry the fuck up. And they... They dropped it, and now this is all I'm listening to now.
Man, let me say something, man.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Drug. I turn to James St. Patrick every time. Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Jeezy, Clips, Pusha, whatever combination, whatever duo, whatever, however the hell they want to list themselves, whatever faction they want to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And Freddie Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Yeah,
I'm sure there's several others I'm missing, but those are them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. When Definitely. They drop, Definitely. Get out my way. And then I turn to Martin Lawrence in Blue Street. I'm a drug dealer now. I'll go back to sending my resume out on Monday. But through this weekend, and when everybody sees this, I'm a drug dealer.
I'm a drug dealer now.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Anyway, in my head.
Let God sort him out. That's such a perfect title.
It's a dope ass title, and the sickest part about it, in my opinion, is the fact that that's not even like the full title.
Yeah.
They just gave you half of it.
Yeah.
What's the full title?
It's Kill 'Em All and Let God Sort It Out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Which don't even look no more, but
nah, for real, you don't. Yeah. It's like that was an era for him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first half is all push. That first half is just push. After even just getting glimpses of those interviews, first half that title is just push. Second half is
God sort of
man.
That's malice. No malice being kind to you.
No, he's malice now. He's malice.
Yeah, he's back to malice.
No malice, malice. I don't give it. The,
you know what the
one
thing
that
is?
Be whooping Push's ass on these records. That's him.
That's who that is, yes. Motherfucker.
And I say that, great because Push be whooping everybody's ass on these records.
Nah, he really do.
That's not me talking shit. Okay, that's just. That's what Push be saying and has been saying this entire time of his career, that there's only one person where he will be willingly saying, yo, I can't touch that.
Yeah.
And that's my brother.
Yeah.
My brother taught me how to rap. I used to go to Studio Records with when he was with Pharrell.
Yep.
And that's how I learned how to rap.
And him going to Christianity, that kind of saved the rap game. Because can you imagine if it was Malice that went to good music and not Pusher? Pusher was the one that went that found God and Malice still became that nigga?
See, I don't know. I can't imagine that.
I can't at all either.
Like the way that it played out was perfect, dog.
Look, can you imagine if it was Malice that went after Drake?
I can't because Push was always the one that was the one in front of the camera. Yeah. Going, and that says a lot because Push is still very strategic. It ain't like Push is you know, like just a hothead and ain't got discipline.
Yeah.
You know right. what I'm saying? Which, right. again, that says a lot because it's his brother that stays behind the scenes and is
mm-hmm. you know, quiet. Like, yeah. during their, like, can we just talk about the rollout? That's a round of applause.
Yeah. No, hell yeah.
Something that we don't get in the rap game no more.
Fucking plus, man. Yeah.
This whole album, top though, the lore of the album, this album was done last year, but because of the bullshit that happened with that one verse from that guy.
Shit.
Yep.
from this
not even
guy.
One, not even one verse, one fucking line, bro.
I think, no, they originally wanted him to take the verse off. Then they wanted him to fucking censor that line. Then they wanted him to take the whole song off. It was basically that verse. the optics of yeah. them being the, it was yeah. going to drop. And apparently, from what Pusher said, he recorded this shit around the, during, I guess they alluding that they recorded it during the battle. So while yeah. he was waiting for Drake to drop Family
Matters. hey, but
let me knock this out real
but
quick.
But Kendrick don't do nothing fast, bro. Right. Like, you know what I mean? That's not his style.
I just imagine he just got done recording. He just released Not Like Us. He sees how it's spreading. Then he gets Chains and Whips. And it just sounds like he's like rapping like after he just got done like beating, putting up 50 on the scoreboard. It's like the press conference. I just imagine him just holding up Drake's head while he's rapping the verse.
And then like, he leaves. And the first time we see him.
You have a vivid imagination.
I do.
And then the first time we see him, all right, kids, we're going to talk about gun control today.
Damn. Because we didn't see him that the whole Compton, shit.
Yeah, remember the first time we saw him? Shit. Compton yeah. graduation.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
yeah.
I was like, God damn.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. But his verse, and when you hear the verse, I'm like, he's not dissing Drake. Only thing he said is, I threw you back into the cosmics, which he did.
Yeah.
And he's like, I ain't with that kumbaya shit.
I whooped your ass, son.
I whooped your ass, son. That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah. I mean,
And he pretty much said, yeah, I killed, the hip-hop just died again.
Hey, man, as much as I like that song, not even close to the top three that I keep going back to.
That says a lot. There's a lot.
You say that, right? But like,
it's not.
But
no, no, I can't even not. It's almost on that GNX level where I can't listen to one song in, or go to one song. I gotta play that.
But I already had my favorite. I already had my favorite coming into this,
which is
Mike Tyson blow to the face.
Yeah. Nah, you called that shit too, though.
Contesting fireworks will send a message, iridescent, slow them down like Robitussin. If you rush in, hatch your door and we address
them. Remember, I came in here talking about that one.
And not even that. I was gonna say, you texted us before the shit actually released.
Yeah, yeah, you said Mike Tyson.
Yeah. And that was before Malice's verse played.
I remember,
and I forgot, and then I, because this shit was crazy, and then Malice verse came on, and I forgot this nigga was on the damn song.
Yeah, nah, when he came out, like, and let's not get it confused, it's not like a biting or nothing like that.
Yeah,
but that is the Biggie flow. Yes. You know what I mean? That is 1,000% the Biggie flow.
Yeah.
When I heard that shit, I was like, oh, he really gonna take it there.
Yep.
And then Malice took it further.
Yeah. Yes. No, yes. Seriously. That's exactly how I felt. I'm not even playing with you.
I'm going to keep repeating this. I am not disrespecting Pusha T. Because again,
oh, yeah, no,
this is a
that.
Situation
definitely
where that. If Malice is not on any of these records, Pusha T is whooping all of y'all asses. Mm-hmm. Not named Kendrick Lamar, not named Tyler, the Creator, and maybe just another handful of other rappers out there.
Yeah.
So let's just keep it perfectly clear. This is no Pusha T disrespect at all. Pusha T was rapping his ass off.
He was trying.
I didn't even try. Pusha T was rapping his ass off.
And then Malice just came in.
It's just a situation of there is a rapper better than Pusha T. It's in his bloodline.
It's his older brother.
Yes.
Literally his older brother. Like,
yes.
For real. Boy,
and the beautiful thing about this is, if you've been following clips the entire duration of their careers, you've heard Pusha T say this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is, I'm comfortable coming on air, coming on camera, and repeating what Pusha T has said in interviews.
Yeah.
So, but then when Malice left and, you know, found religion and all that stuff, Pusha had to keep the going. He had to keep the clips name going, but he had to make a name for himself.
Absolutely.
And that's when Kanye came through, and that was like a lifeline, because then he dropped classic albums like, what's it called, My Name Is My Name, the fucking, the King Push album, Daytona, It's Almost Dry.
Yeah.
What's it called? Hair Have No Fear. Wrath of Cain. Oh man, Pusha T is undefeated when it comes to solo albums.
I played New God Flow today, and I just had a question: why is this shit still, 13 years later?
Yeah,
why is this shit still something
that like, nigga let that nigga said today. Fuck you, Kanye.
That's like that literal like that workout music for real, dog. Yeah.
That boy said fuck you, Kanye, and then went back to Pharrell. And they recorded the whole album in that Louis Vuitton headquarters.
And
in
the
Paris.
thing of it is,
that's just dope as fuck.
The thing of it is that from the opening track, Kanye's presence is still felt on here.
In what way?
How do you figure?
They mentioned Kanye on here.
Oh yeah, they mentioned.
Oh, okay. If you're going,
so it's just a continuation of what was occurring.
Yeah.
And then you factor in John Legend, the good music.
Hold on, I gotta say this real quick. This is something that crossed my mind when I heard this out. Because that song, Birds Don't Sing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a very like touching song. It's about, you know, and if you haven't listened,
album,
sorry. But it's about like the death of both their parents, right? John Legend, I mean, he has such a fucking soulful voice and shit. Don't get me wrong, it's fucking amazing. But dog, now it seems like whenever there's like a death song, he's on the hook.
Yeah.
If this was any other album, that would have been the last track. That opened the album.
Yeah.
See, I know that they said that. I don't believe that.
No, I don't.
I don't believe that. Just after hearing it. No. After hearing that, nah. You have to start off the album with that. Mm. Especially like the way that this album goes.
The way it goes. I mean, for me, because, you know, because I've dealt with death in the family and all that stuff. It kind of almost like it's almost triggering, but it's almost therapeutic the way they listen to it and how they handle it and shit like that. So it was like, let's get that out the way. And then right after that, you go riding the chains and whips. And it's like, oh, we in this now.
Mm-hmm.
We in the depths right now. And then Kendrick, and then it's like you hear both Malice and Pusher. And then after that, you just hear Kendrick go, like he just sound disgusted. Like I ain't with that kumbaya shit. After you just heard John Legend and Stevie Wonder.
Oh yeah, uncredited. Yeah.
No, he's credited.
No,
No, he's there on title. His
but it
credited.
Doesn't show him like on the actual featured artist.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But
like
on
that's
the credits,
that's
yeah.
what I mean by uncredited.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
like
you,
on
they,
the featured
you,
artist.
Stevie Wonder just be popping up on niggas' albums, man.
It really does.
He was on Astro World. Yep. He was on Take Care. He was on this. Just be popping up randomly. Just randomly. I made ass, nigga. As, like, always, people.
Yeah.
You gotta emphasize, you know.
Oh, because Busby and I were talking about what would happen if Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson got into it and they were to go into it with a versus.
Michael and Stevie, Michael versus Stevie.
God damn.
Stevie would have had, Michael had a long night.
Oh, yeah, he would.
People was like, oh, Michael could take anybody. And Stevie would have got up on him, under him, took them glasses down, said, I made ass, nigga.
You made ass, nigga.
And walked away.
Shit.
No, when his car
game
drove
over.
Away. No,
man,
you hear me?
Sorry.
Got
game
his
over.
Car and drove away. Yeah. Literally, he drove away.
He drove, yes.
Anyway.
Don't miss that red light, motherfucker.
But back to that record. It was a very powerful record. It takes a lot for me to listen to that record. It literally opens the fucking album. You can't avoid it.
No.
It's like what life is. You can't avoid that shit. So you have to listen to it.
I saw a bunch of people on Point of View say for the first time, I've never listened to Tyler the Creator before like that. And I was like, how? Tyler the Creator and Pusha T be giving you records. All the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
But you never heard Tyler on production like this.
I was about to say that shit.
And the way he rapped.
Because
this
Pharrell was
Pharrell
on another
production.
Fucking level, bro.
I understand he's been on another level. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Tyler ain't ever ran from no gritty shit, though.
Oh, no. Definitely
no,
that.
No.
And what I'm saying is, for over a decade now, Tyler and Push been collaborating.
Right.
This is the second
time. I understand this is the first time he's collaborated with Clips.
Yeah.
So this is a different collaboration.
Man, that's a dream come true for him.
But,
yeah.
Shit.
But Tyler and Push.
They only done two songs. This is their second song together. The other one was Money on My Mind. And what was the other one? I know. I'm not doubting you. I just remember that. They even said this is the second time. Money on My Mind and then this one.
Trouble on My Mind.
Trouble on My Mind. Yeah, but hearing how Tyler rapped on this shit, I haven't heard him rap like that on that type of beat. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And people were thinking that he was being subliminal to Drake when he mentioned the getting sued for a feature.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, led to, Playboi Carti getting his verse taken off of the Chromacopia album.
He was, it was never on there in the
you
first
You know
what,
you're
place.
Right, that's my fault.
No, on the, I was mistaken. The vinyl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was mistaken because I saw, what I was thinking was Tyler was in the Move That Dope video.
Yeah, he was.
Mm.
He was.
Yeah, you're right. But the fact remains, they were on it. That shit was gritty as fuck.
It was.
The Trouble on My Mind or production was gritty as fuck.
I just realized this. They had two LA niggas back to back. It was
Chris
and Jake.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tyler.
Yeah.
West, y'all.
Hey, man. Is what it is, bro. But at the same token, though, like, and not to take away fucking Tyler's, you know, West Coast card or whatever like that, but he don't give off, like, not to say, how do I put this without being an asshole? He don't give off, like, West Coast typical vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, Kendrick. He do, like, especially right now, he definitely do.
Well, he's on demon time.
No, seriously. Legit,
Tyler's been starting to, though.
But, Tyler, I feel like Tyler's moving towards that now. Yeah, he's
giving that I don't give a fuck energy.
Yeah, exactly. He's starting to.
But, nah, like, Tyler spit his ass off on Point of View. Honestly, he said he was talking about Playboi Carti and shit like that. People are speculating. I still feel he was, when he mentioned the Birkin bags.
Oh, no, it was Carti.
I don't care who he was talking to.
Oh, that, keep talking. The Birkins, I don't know.
I don't care who.
On Drake on that one,
keep talking like that. Just keep doing it.
I'm
just
keep saying, talking your shit, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And of course, so be it. Ace Trumpets.
We got the part two to start off.
I want to ask that question. Because what happened was that people saw that and they speculated that Jay-Z was going to be on there. And
I never
people
did.
Were mad that Jay-Z wasn't on there. But we saw part two, so people were, oh, this is a hidden feature. It was not a hidden feature, people.
No.
But it was a different
I thought it was going to be. I was thinking Kendrick was going to pop up on that one, too.
Because he, yeah.
Jay-Z played his role the way
he got the
his
album
role.
Out. That's how Hov is on this. He got the album out.
Shout out to Hov on the distro.
Yeah. That's where he's at. Cool.
No, but
this is a Clips album.
So what are y'all opinion about the part two beat?
I was cool with it.
Yeah, I didn't cool mind
it. It didn't change nothing for me.
It sounded like The Undertaker.
It made it grittier.
Yeah.
It was like.
Sounded like it went to hell.
Yeah. Sounds like the second half of, what's it called? What's that Snoop song? What's the Snoop song?
Murder Was the Case?
Yeah. That's kind of how it feels.
Oh, okay.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah,
like,
not the remix, the original.
The original,
on
yeah.
I texted you guys in the group chat. I said, what in the Undertaker is going on?
Right.
And I remember I was listening. I was like, oh, damn, I missed that beep. And I was like, I like this. This is pretty good. I like that.
Now, the reactions on Twitter were hilarious.
Niggas were
no,
mad.
That
oh, yeah. Hilarious. I'm not listening to this shit until it's Islamic.
Powerful niggardry at work,
Ken. Make so be it halal again.
Hog.
Nah, man.
And they did.
Yeah, they changed right. that. Yeah. They did. And they changed it back. They literally changed it back. Some people were mad about it. They might add it back, but I like part two.
I don't know if this has happened to you. I actually had to get on the chat and then the call with iTunes support because when I bought the album, Mike Tyson Blow to the Face and then the final track, they never downloaded to my my desktop.
See, I waited until the So Be It shit was back on there because when I saw it, I'm like, I'm gonna wait. And I waited until the shit got responded. Now I'm gonna just
So even though everything shows purchased, only 11 of the 13 go to my desktop. So I was chatting with everybody and they're like, yeah, we've never seen anything like this before. So it could be that, you know,
they're
if they're updating and they're up, you know.
Now, Apple Music had a glitch off top. Like, I tried to listen. I swear I wanted to listen to it just because they pay the most.
Right.
And I'm like that.
Right.
Which cause? So it actually started at Chains and Whips.
Okay.
Originally, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was like two songs that were grayed out still. I forget which ones they were. It was at the top and the bottom of the, or actually in the middle and the bottom of the track list.
Gotcha.
And so I just started looking around. I was like, okay, Spotify got it. All right, cool.
See, for me,
I went straight to Tidal.
Shout out to Hov.
See, y'all went to Tidal.
Tidal. Thank you.
Finally.
See, and this is exactly why I didn't fuck with them originally. But go ahead.
They finally added.
And I've been waiting, baby.
Finally added custom playlist pictures. You can finally put a custom picture for cover art for your playlist on Tidal.
Tidal covers look like pee-pee.
So back to this album. The album is fucking amazing. Pharrell did his shit.
Yes.
The rollout. We gotta talk about the rollout for this shit. They went on a social media blitz.
And not to the streamers.
They did not go to Kyle Sinat. They did not go to Aiden Ross. They didn't go to none of them niggas. They went to respectable hip hop media.
Real shit.
They went to Elliot Wilson. They went to Apple Music and talked to Ebro. They went to Joe Budden's podcast.
They didn't go to, now that I think about it, they didn't go to Apple Music but to talk to Ebro. I mean. No, no. They went into the Louis Vuitton store.
They talked
and had an interview with Ebro there.
They talked to Ebro. They talked to, who else did they talk to? Breakfast Club. They talked to.
Hold on.
What?
They went and Pusha T went and talked. And Malice went there and just said, yeah.
I mean, he did for like the first half of all these shits, bro. Like, seriously, he was just giving everybody the meme mug.
His, I won't say the meme mug.
No, he was meme mugging like a motherfucker. What are you talking about?
I would say this, though. Anytime the subject of a Kanye or a Drake or the label politics that Pusha had to deal with, that subject came up, Malice got very quiet and he had this look on his face. And then especially in the Apple Music one, he just leaned over like this and went like this while Pusha was talking and just started rocking back and forth when they were talking about the Kanye Drake shit. He was just rocking back and forth like he was trying to bite his tongue.
Yeah.
And I saw it. I caught it numerous times and I was just like, oh, he's trying to bite his tongue.
But beyond that, like, he was actually like, dude, if you actually paid attention to his eyes, he was like looking at every fucking corner of every fucking like interview he was at.
Of course he was, man.
That I swear, like, it's like the hood don't leave you. You know what I mean?
Of course.
That type shit.
He found God. But what was the one where he really started talking? It was Ebro's interview. Which one was he really talking?
Yeah, it was Ebro's.
Yeah,
was
when
Ebro's.
He started talking about God and all that stuff. That was really insightful. Like, the Christian is in him. And he said before his dad died, he went and asked him if he could go back into rap. And he was like, it's always been you. Of course you could go back. You know? And Malice had to fight them demons within him because he knew it was just going to take him somewhere he didn't want to go.
Right.
And when you listen to that one track.
I love and I appreciate the duality of what he presents. Because, again, before he. And that was a real retirement, too. Like, this wasn't
he did rap.
This was no Malice. It was a no Christian. Malice. And he legitimately became an ordained.
Christian.
He wasn't a Christian. He became an ordained minister.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he married Pusha in Virginia.
Okay. He literally said, I've been.
I had no idea.
Based in Bethesda, but I've been on both sides of that.
I
remember there was an outcry because when people were looking into the wedding, they're like, oh, so Pharrell's Pusha's best man. So they're beefing. And then the pictures came out and it was like, that's why he's not his best man. He's marrying his brother.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope, actually.
Right.
God damn.
Right.
Yeah. And then played his own music at the reception.
Yeah.
No, I had a concert.
Yeah. Push is funny, dog.
Hey, man, he a real one, dog. Yep. He definitely a real one.
But I appreciated that duality from him because, again, that's a story in itself. I don't even want to say fighting demons because it's just literally the both sides of the scope.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, I was knee deep in the streets.
Mm. I mean,
and then my head was held high with the Most High,
and I
have the structure to go back and forth.
No, seriously.
FICO, his verse on that shit, I call that shit a Vietnam flashback of the streets. It was like how he was rapping. I had to rewind it. I remember when I first heard that, I was like, "Is that Push? No." That's Malice. And I rewinded that shit so many times, the way he was rapping. Like, he rapped like a paranoid gangster. It was some
it
wild
was
shit.
Hood PTSD,
hood
bro.
PTSD. Yes. That's how it sounded.
Hey, but man, shout out to Stove God, because that hook.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
You ain't seen what I've seen.
Bro, it's just, it fits so perfect. You know what I mean? Like, that dude just knows.
He knows. And so the thing about it, it's
the
like
dude knows.
Yeah. And then the thing is too is that's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
And the thing is too is people would hear you say that and be like, oh, that's funny. No, Martine's not, like, that was a good, that invoked some shit, like, it sounded like, still, like, inner blues.
Yeah.
No, like, the drawn out, like, definitely. That shit flowed perfectly with what they were talking about.
Right.
It didn't need a verse, and it's no disrespect to Stove God.
Oh, yeah.
It did not need a verse. Definitely. That was a what we call a perfect feature.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect feature.
It was elegant rapping. It was elite, top level, mature drug rap. That's what this album was. It was damn near perfection.
See, and that's the thing about, I got to clear this damn up, man. They be talking like, oh, you know, all they talk about is coke. Yeah, they do, but it's like,
it's life.
It's life lessons. It's life learned. It's fucking, it's the coke is like literally the device. You know what I mean? It just flows through that because that's how they came up.
Look, man.
That's what they know. You know what I mean? But it's not everything is about the coke. That's the crazy part about it.
You ain't heard any other drug rappers say that they were drug magicians.
Mm-hmm. No.
So I don't want to hear nothing about, oh, they just rap about, no.
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 This was top tier rap. And like I said, they went on a media blitz. They talked to damn near every major hip hop out. The only thing that's missing is a Hot 97 freestyle. That's the only thing that's missing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Or a flex.
Or a flex bomb.
Yeah.
That's the only thing it's missing. Yeah. And a magazine cover from on Vibe or XXL, that type of shit.
And since he brought that up, like, he actually had the whole shit, what do you call it? Was it So Be It was debuted originally by Flex and DJ Head.
DJ Head, yeah. They...
Ooh! I can't stand your ass.
Yeah. It was premiered there.
Nah, like, that's how the shit was premiered. This is like some old school fucking, yeah.
And the album was done, so they gave it to Publications to actually give a proper review for
it.
And it dropped the day the album dropped, so they listened to it. Like, this is what they used to do back in the day.
Genius had the verified shit for Chains and Whips. They apparently, right as of right now, and I know by the time our episode comes out, it's going to be a little dated for this portion.
Mm-hmm.
But Genius actually has a whole Clips Week going on this week.
Mm, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They broke down lyrics from, it was crazy when they were breaking down the Chains and Whips shit. And you saw Pusha was rapping the lyrics like he was the fucking Joker. And then you just see Malice just stare at the camera. Yeah. Very, very just like, I got uncomfortable. Like, nigga, why are you staring at me like that?
It was the Complex one that got me.
Why? How's the Complex?
Because the Complex one, like, they're actually just showing, like, previewing songs pretty much, right?
Yeah.
When they get to the Chains and Whips shit, and you know, we now know exactly who Push was talking about in his verse.
Yeah, Jim Jones.
Yeah, exactly. So when he's doing that, he's rapping directly to the camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother's just like,
like Silvio from fucking Sopranos,
bruh. That's his name,
right? Silvio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like that shit right there. Yeah, like that one got me. I was like, oh, they real for real about this shit. God damn. Or should I say, God damn?
God damn.
It's a new day. And Pharrell's 53 years old. I did not know Pharrell was 53. He does not look 53. How Pharrell?
I mean, think about it.
52.
Same shit.
Think about it. It's 2025. Lord willing came out 2022.
I was watching the grinding video, and he still looked the same in that. Like, the fuck?
I mean, Pusha T's technically still looks the same.
He don't age, bro. I was about to say, actually, they all don't age.
They all don't age. Like, when I saw, like, seriously. When Malice, I saw that
Malice,
Pusha was 48.
The only thing about Malice just looks thinner. That's it.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
That's it.
Honestly, yeah. Pusha looks younger. He looks a little younger.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. But
comparatively to how he was back in,
yeah.
What you call it, when he was 16 years old?
He looks cleaner. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, but this, like I said, they went on a whole media blitz. They talked to damn near everybody. And it was nice to see almost everybody.
Oh. Oh.
So they talked to Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they did.
Second time Pusha's on it. Yeah, they talked to Joe.
Yeah.
And you know who was on the original one when Pusha was on it? No, I'm just saying. I'm just asking
this a question.
I'm just asking a question. But it was Pusha T, and he had to clear the air about Drake's going on the shop, And he was on the original Joe Budden podcast when it was Rory and Maul on there and shit. And that was like the best one. But now he's back on there with fucking Ish and Melissa. Well, Ish wasn't there. And Flip wasn't there. He didn't. He kicked them out, actually.
Yeah, no, he kicked out Flip.
And Ish. And Pusha was like, what about my boy Flip? He's like, what about Ish? And then he's like, nope, gone. He's like, damn, Ish too. Lissa Ford was there. Fucking Ice. But no Rory and Maul. And they did not go and talk to Rory and Maul. I wonder why. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing that up. Remember on the last show, not the sideline story.
Sidebar.
God damn. Shut up.
Wrong J. Cole. To do,
motherfucker.
On the last
Wrong
one,
J. Cole.
Right.
I talked about how Rory just randomly popped up in my mentions when I was just talking about some random shit, and he just pops up in my mentions asking if I was a Kendrick stan. I was like, the fuck? All right, whatever. And went to the next subject, and I was like, I didn't care. So then on Twitter, a video went viral of Ja Rule talking to, he was talking to DJ Clue's podcast or whatever.
Yeah, it was the Bag Fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clue got a podcast now.
What's up?
Clue got a podcast now.
Well, he's like a guest, but he pops in like more often than not.
Clip's about to be on Fat Joe and Jadakiss and shit. So rappers talking to rappers. Like, that's the one I want to watch because they're both, they're still active. So it's like rappers talking
Fat
to
Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I liked when he was talking to Joe because, you know, rappers.
Yeah. No,
anyway,
of course.
So a clip was going around where Ja Rule said that, put it up. Well, I'm not going to put that clip up, but he's talked about how rap beefs are whack for hip hop. So all I did was respond to it. I quote tweeted it and I was like, yeah, I'm sure he would say that because we saw what happened.
We know how he responds to shit.
Like, right. We know how losers respond.
Right.
That part.
So.
And I'm not even. And to look, I ain't calling Ja Rule a loser. Dude has made millions. He's made hit records.
Yeah.
I'm not calling him a loser by no means.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But
at the
same token, it's like you lost the rap battle.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yes.
Take that for what it's worth.
Right.
Yeah. So I was kind of just like, okay. So then it started getting retweets, and you know, you know how I am. When my tweets start going viral, I just mute that shit.
Yeah, no,
start going viral. So be it.
You know, I mute this shit. But every so often, because I guess since that stupid ass billionaire fucking fucked Twitter up, sometimes when I mute it, it's like the notifications still come in and shit like that.
It's
annoying.
Okay.
So then I saw my boy Quake. Shout out Quake. He quote tweeted it because he's a big time 50 fan. So
my dog. Big Quake.
Right.
Hey, what up with your boy Quake? That's how he says that shit. Anyway, he laughed at it. So I was like, oh yeah, my boy, a little Quake. So then I saw it. I was like, let's see. I just glanced at it because I wanted to see the engagement because, you know. You know, and then I saw a response, which Matt, you can put up right, from Rory again.
Oh man, covering the DJ Mustard.
Okay, we'll put it here.
Oh, now we covered E40.
God damn.
Put it up here. But yeah, he responded to it, and it was like 19 hours later, and I was like, "What?" And he said this. He said, you being someone that claims to be so in touch with everything and everyone else isn't. What? Okay. It was broken in. He's talking about how I type. You being someone that claims to be so in touch with everything and everyone else isn't. It's very funny that you don't understand what Rule's actually saying here.
Okay.
So I looked at that shit and I was like, first it was like broken English. And then it was like 19 hours later. I was like, I'm making. So I responded to it and I said, I pretty much just said, y'all gonna laugh when you see what this is the response to. Truth hurts. And it's the GIF of 50 driving off. Like, you know?
Right.
And then the next quote I said, yeah, tell your host he's a fucking idiot. Your co-host. The one that sits next to you. That's probably the reason why the clips didn't go to your fucking studio. Huh?
Just the clips,
yeah. I know the clips, push your malice, no matter. You know what I mean. The reason why.
He's a motherfucker. You know what I said.
You know what I said. It's the reason why they didn't go there. So I was wondering, this is the second time you came in my mentions. Pause. This is the second time you
that
jumped.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Give me a yuck. Yeah. Like I said, this is the second time you jumped in my damn mentions, Rory. I didn't at you or anything. Stop laughing. I'm trying to be serious. I'm going to break a promo here.
You have done that yourself.
Anyway, like I said, this is the second time you jumped.
Somebody did this.
Like his fucking co-host. Don't take me fucking serious. Don't take that show serious. Clips don't take y'all serious. That's why they don't come to your fucking studio. They didn't want to argue with that stupid ass nigga standing right next to you. Anyway, this is the second time you have jumped in my mentions. And I'm just like, this is like broken sentences and shit like that. I'm like, bro, what is this? Why are you talking to me? Then I was just really thinking about like, why are you doing this? Are you projecting that you're relative? Like, you guys ain't relevant like that no more. No one takes you niggas serious. During the battle, nobody took you serious because of that nigga sitting right next to you. Nigga, stay the fuck out my mentions. Unless you want me to come on your show. Or you can come here. You gotta pay me, though. Because, you know, Busby don't bullshit. And when the S is with the fucking dollar sign. Rory, mind your fucking business. That's why your ass got fired.
Your soul don't like your body. We'll help you free it.
Shit, bro. Like, dead ass.
So be it, so be it.
I mean, I have a big voice. Someone told me that last night. My voice got pretty big on social media, and it's still kind of wild to me. Dude, I'm tweeting about the Clips album, and these Drake fans are still just saying, still trying to pull out old tricks again. They're doing the same old tricks like last time.
Here
like,
we go again. Shit. Like,
all I'm doing is talking about how much I enjoyed the music. While your favorite rapper is putting tattoos of other men on him.
Ugh. Again.
Oh,
yuck, again.
Again.
Man, all I did was bring up the fact that he went on stage, today.
Right up Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, I don't even... Hey, side note, talk about a fucking full circle moment. Ja Rule talking about that. Vanessa Carlton used to be a part of Murder, Inc. and shit. And
fun fact, like,
yeah,
that was real.
Yeah, that really happened.
Ding.
And he was hyping her up too.
Yeah,
Irv Gotti, rest in peace.
Like, yes,
he was. Yeah,
he was happy with that signing. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I was just talking about the fact that it wasn't going to help his dealings in court. The fact that he's on stage egging on the beef with the crowd screaming,
"Fuck Kendrick."
Yeah, and he's like, I'll take a shot to that.
I'll take a shot to that.
And I tweeted something to the extent of, oh yeah, his legal team definitely going, you know, draft up some more retainers fees for that. And then people start coming up on my mentions talking about, just focus on the Clips album, because, you know, just stay on that, brother. So I went to YouTube, went and got that Major Pain clip.
I am not your damn brother. And of course, 30 squats right now.
And of course, that starts more problems, because people don't like to be told what to do, so then I get told, well, you should do this. And I'm like, hey, man, don't tell me what to do on my own Twitter account. You came into my mentions telling me about some shit when I was just giving an observation with my new paralegal certification.
You know what this is?
Yeah, bitch.
So I saw the Superman movie, right?
How was that?
Oh, it was good.
Is it going to give Marvel some problems?
Huh?
Because they said DC's on the come up. They said Marvel's in trouble.
Oh, no.
I was James just asking Gunn, about that narrative.
James Gunn is 5 for 5. This is his fifth one. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, but there's a reason why I brought up Superman, because there's a part in there where he's getting hated on social media and shit like that. Uh-huh. This is a spoiler. Just air the horns, kind of. So he's getting hated on. He gets pissed off when he sees a hashtag called Super Shit. He gets pissed.
What? Okay.
Super Shit.
There's a part where he's getting interviewed by Lois, and Lois is like, "Yeah, like you get hated on in social media, like hashtag Super Shit." He's like, "You just don't say that, Lois. You know how that makes me feel."
We got that super shit.
Super shit. So anyway, no. Stupid. So fast forward, he gets captured by Lex Luthor, and he goes into his pocket universe shit, and he's showing his minions about how they do the fuck with Superman.
I thought you said he's about to show him he got that super shit.
Pause. Anyway. So he's walking past his minions and shit like that, and you see a whole bunch of like monkeys on the computer just typing away on social media, sending hate tweets about Superman.
Oh.
And he's like, super shit.
Yeah. He knew it. Knew it was gonna come up. My God. Monkey's got that super shit.
And he was like, and then that's how I look at all you Drake fans, like a bunch of fucking monkeys. That's how they, I was like, that's who they are.
Monkey.
Fucking monkey.
I knew it was gonna come full circle. I knew it. One day that Rick Ross soundbite was gonna come full circle when we got video cameras on. Yeah, I knew it.
Fucking monkey. Yeah, and I saw that shit. I'm like, that's who we are. And my mentions a whole bunch of fucking monkeys, artificial intelligent monkeys. They are bots, bro. They have to be bots from Drake. Yeah. And Drake's people. Because they are... Or
let's not put it on him. Exactly. I mean, you could do that if you want to. But I mean, it literally could be anybody on that side. You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Good.
It could be anybody. Like, it's anybody, nuts. Bro.
Could be.
They still try to call me that word. That, you know, the one with the file in it with a picture of Drake. That's their avatar.
That's crazy, man.
That's fucking wild,
bro. That is... That is... And they try to
use Kendrick's words against me. And it's like, no. Some of them showed the Photoshop of one of my old Instagram shit, and it was supposed to be Millie Bobby Brown.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, I got to kill this narrative. And I got the Mia J picture, and it was a picture of Mia J. And I'm just bringing that up because, hi, Mia J. Matter of fact, Matt, put that picture up of Mia J. Just.
I mean, oh.
And then he said, oh. God damn.
She, oh, my God.
She had a
man,
baby.
Man.
Hey.
Wait till after the show, God damn it.
That's my bitch.
Hey.
But she's pregnant now. She has a kid now.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Good for her.
That was like last year. She showed her stomach. And it was like, I was like, no!
You did that!
You did that! Oh, fucking Carl Thomas ass, mom.
But when it comes to more,
what about me?
Like I said, I'm just bringing that up because it's me and Jay. I'm shit. Is it me? It's fuck it.
I had to talk to somebody about that damn song.
Which one?
I wish.
Oh,
Jesus!
I really had to talk to somebody. I said Carl Thomas. He's like, you knew she was married and had kids, Carl. The crying shit talking about.
I wish I never met her at all. It gets better. Order another round. It's about to go down.
You knew that boy was 8 years old, Carl. You start talking about what about me?
Oh, God. And when it comes to other music, JID dropped the Prelux, which was his EP.
Salute to him.
Yeah, three songs, one with Yachty.
It was four songs,
yes. Yeah. One with Yachty, it was actually pretty good.
Salute.
Nah, he was rapping his ass off.
I heard the
Boat was actually rapping. I hate to say that shit.
It was, okay.
Yeah. I was listening to it, and I didn't look at the playlist. I was just casually listening to it with my headphones until it got to the last track, and I was So then I was like, it said Animals. I remember looking, I saw Animals. I did not see the guest feature. I just saw Animals Part 1. I'm like, all right, whatever. And J.I.D. was rapping his ass off.
Going crazy.
Rapping his ass off.
And then it sounded
like he was running out of gas a little bit. And then when he felt like he got everything out, all of a sudden you hear, bada, 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 bada. It was like, who is this? Busta Rhymes? No, it's Marshall Mathers. Is that the man? Oh, my God. Detroit.
White boy.
It's the white boy.
White boy.
And it was a week before, like, the Kendrick, Clips dropped. So I was like, oh, and everyone's waiting for the Kendrick. I was like, damn, so I got an Eminem feature? Yeah. And everyone was talking about that shit. And I got a Kendrick feature next week?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm winning, baby. And it was, like, the most talked about shit. And pretty much these were songs that are not going to be on his album next month.
Yeah,
gotcha. And I can understand why.
Gotcha.
Imagine, J.I.D. raps, like, he has, like, the best album in the world. Then you hear that Eminem song in the middle. And he was like, I don't want to listen to nothing else.
Right.
No.
Right.
I mean, well, let's just say this, though. It was called Animals Part 1.
Yeah. I think Busta Rhymes is going to be on Part 2.
Okay.
We'll see.
No, because I remember Head kind of spoiled it because he was talking about a bigger picture. And he said on the Prelux, it was features from Lil Yachty, Eminem, and he said Busta Rhymes. And Busta Rhymes ain't on the Prelux.
Interesting.
So it might be. So he might be on that one.
Larry June.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good job, Larry.
See, I'm not going to hold you. I just listened to that Larry June shit this morning because I wanted to try to get away from that God Sort Him Out because this is the new Coke.
Yeah,
it got me away from GNX, man.
Good job, Larry. And Cardo got wings.
Cardo got rings.
This is what Larry does, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a smooth-ass beat.
Yep.
talks his shit.
Yep.
What more can you ask for, bro?
Numbers.
Like, seriously, numbers. What the fuck more can you ask for?
Man, it was pretty chill. Your boy Wiz is on in the last track.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Really just quiet storm music. I love calling it that.
You,
shut up.
I hate when you say that. You tell me what to do one more time, Busby. Please, I swear to God.
Please. Just let me say it. Just let me have quiet storm. Happens when we're gone for a minute.
The quiet storm is me getting ready to whoop your ass, motherfucker.
Yep.
Well, fold that up, right? Yeah. Say it.
Pussy.
Pussy. Is that how Prince says it?
Oh my God.
Why did he say it like that? Like,
because it's Canadian. That's why.
But the dude that said Drake's a bitch was a regular ass voice. Well, so what then? So where?
You see, the funny thing, like the funniest shit ever, dog, is that fool trying to act hard and he don't really know how to do it. So what that, but like, I understand that that's the phrase, right? But he goes, so where? What the fuck is, what are you talking about, bruh? What are you talking about?
Can somebody do the AI? Can somebody do that? Somebody please, for the love of God, watching this shit. Please do the AI shit where Drake did it with Tupac, but please do the AI shit with Drake rapping as Arnold Schwarzenegger. And go back and do all the fucking diss records.
We need
all the diss records with him as Arnold Schwarzenegger. Please.
Drop.
Can't you just open this mouth? Someone just give me my Grammy right now.
Hands on your knees. Now shake that ass for Drake. Get to the chopper. Oh, God.
Jesus, man.
I need that, though.
But, yeah.
Larry June.
Back to Larry June. Nah. Larry drop. RJ drop.
RJ did drop.
We got what we needed from North and South.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From the state.
A lot of people dropped, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But
it was a great past 2 weeks for
people. Definitely. And yeah. I want to give a shout out to Tech Nine.
Tech Nine?
I grew up on his shit, man. So, you know, I'm going to shout this man out because he's a legend in the motherfucking game, man.
The original Mr. Independent.
Yes.
Well, I want to say one of the pioneers.
Yeah,
one
of the pioneers. Definitely.
Yeah, we'll go there.
His album is called 5816 Forest. Basically, it's where he grew up.
Okay.
Right, in Kansas City.
Is it more personal?
Dog, it is the most personal. Honestly, like I said, I grew up on Tech. I love his music. If we're talking about concept-wise, this is easily his best album.
Out of all the albums he's ever
done? Out of all his shit, this is his best album. Like, I'm talking about top to bottom. Like cohesion, all that shit.
I was thinking about listening to it.
This is literally his best fucking album. I love his shit. I love his music.
Okay,
like I said, grew up on it. This shit right here, dog. This is a whole nother level. Okay. Like honestly, I it's a story.
Okay,
literally,
I'll go and listen to it. It's worth it.
If nothing else, worth the listen. You know what I mean?
It's Tech Nine.
Yeah,
Tech Nine.
Anything
strange
else? Music, man. That's when I go back.
That
and listen
pops
to
up twice.
Okay,
I go back and listen to J Rock's first album. I keep forgetting that he was on strange
there's,
music.
There's one big. There's one major thing that took place.
What's that?
Oh yeah, Diddy.
Oh,
he's kind of not guilty,
but he's definitely filthy.
Somebody did this.
Not guilty. No, filthy.
It's filthy. Shout out, Filthy Rich.
Yeah.
Yes, he basically got found guilty on all the
not guilty on all the
major shit except for prostitution. Yeah. He got two counts of that, and he's gonna get sentenced in October.
I definitely knew that the feds jumped the gun with that racketeering. They honestly messed that case up when they introduced the racketeering.
Yeah, because
that the RICO stuff's hard to
prove.
It's hard to prove when you're even dealing with mafia.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
It's
really
hard to prove in general.
Yeah,
like, yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
You gotta have undisputed evidence,
absolutely,
and eyewitnesses and all that shit.
Right. And so the fact that they introduced that from the jump, I'm not gonna say it tainted the case because they still got him on two counts, but considering that you had two others that were pretty important,
right.
I had a feeling.
He got, that's a W for Diddy.
That's W. Nah, I mean, it is what it is.
He's going to get out probably, if anything, he'll probably be home by Christmas.
He'll be out in October, bro. And I'm not even trying to like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything negative or positive about it. The reason why I feel this way is because he's going to get time served.
Mm-hmm. Which is already, and, at this point, I'm sorry, could you
No, it's
at this point. What 19? It's anywhere between 19 and 21 months, depending on, because he went in November in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So whatever that time frame was,
19 to 21 months. That, so that's like a year and a half, more or less. You know what I mean?
Just
or
under 2 years.
Yeah, slightly under 2 years, exactly.
Right.
And typically, I mean, if it's let's just say it was a 4 year charge, you get released halfway through. You know what I'm saying? Like it's right around that time frame. So I'm sure that by seeing how close it is, time served. The actual sentence, which will be coming out in October.
Right.
Yeah, dog, he'll probably be out. Like, right. Like, that's just me not knowing the ins and outs of shit.
For
but, like,
me, I'm just, I just feel if he goes, if he stays in there or not, his reputation is ruined from the American people. Well, not the American people, just by the public, general public.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
That's the sad part. So. That's the sad part.
So nah, it's really not, though. Because here's the thing. Not no pun. This is America.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? It's not necessarily. It's almost like he got, for lack of better terms, he got kink shamed into the judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just remember the fucking just when he got arrested and all those stories that came out about Diddy and shit like that. That the Rolling Stone article and all that other shit. His reputation is destroyed.
On the other hand, that video still resonates in my mind, and I don't feel comfortable about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like that whole shit. It's still that shit's murky, bro. Like shit's murky
he's
as fuck.
Like, I'll say this: I don't think he's ever gonna be the same.
He'll never be the same.
That's what I mean.
No, definitely not.
He'll never be the same.
Definitely not.
Like, people are going to forever look at you sideways if you side with him. And the fucked up thing is, a lot of these rappers are going to side with him.
Well, the thing of it is,
a lot of people will. Lot of people will, just in general.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this because I haven't made my opinion on this because, again, facts are the facts.
Mm.
That video, there's no disputing that.
Yeah.
And that was a disgusting act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He came out, and his response to it, too, was he was adamant. I'm innocent of all this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to clear my name. Mm-hmm. That video came out, and then it was a complete...
I was in a dark place.
And it was like,
Right.
Come on now. So when I say, I'm not saying it's me. I'm talking about in the grand scheme of things, what we've seen. The reason why I say that in agreement with what Martina said in the terms of this is America... Look at O.J. Simpson's final days before he passed away. Look at what he faced in the 90s.
Yeah,
and look how he was pretty much cast off from society,
mm-hmm.
went to jail, and then in jail became like...
famous,
mythologized again.
Yeah.
And then when he came out, it was, welcome back.
Right.
But he was gone for like a few
Where's Puff been?
It was a myth. He's been gone. He became an Puff's urban myth.
They said as soon as he came back from his verdict, everyone fucking applauded because the feds, and they said everyone in the jail, like the prison, they all gave him a standing ovation when he was walking back.
Right.
Like, dude, like he beat the feds. Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. America loves a redemption story. Hmm. No matter what that story is. Like, just go back and look at history.
He's got to redeem himself.
Like,
go back and look at history. About it.
Man, y'all watch Love Island? Or not y'all.
What the fuck?
No. There's how did we get here? There's a reason why. Because everyone hated a cast member and shit like that. But then they saw her redeemed herself. And then everyone kind of likes her now. And it's just like, that's America. That's America.
I thought he was going to say something about the baby oil celebration.
Oh,
that I can see how that could tie in.
That was Boondocks. That was literally... the R. Kelly episode.
Yeah, now that celebration stuff, I don't know if that was satire and they planned it and it was good acting or if that was legit, but I just do know Aaron Magruder was a prophet.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, that was legit on some
Boondocks. That's why everyone wants Aaron Magruder to come back from Boondocks. I'm like, no, I don't want him to come back because that probably scares him too. He predicted all the shit that's going on in pop culture.
He gonna do some shit
he did.
He gonna do some shit that's going to, in 2045, we're gonna be like... what?
I mean, he predicted Tyler Perry. He got caught up. Y'all saw that shit?
I did. Goddamn, the chicken.
Sure did.
No, the Tyler Perry shit. You saw that shit. What happened?
Yeah,
to Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
Not Aaron Magruder. I mean Aaron Magruder and Donald Glover. But then that shit came out about what he did to that his cast member or the actor or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I read that shit. I'm like, when he read those text messages, I'm like, that reads like his stories. It's the evil world we live in.
But no, in terms of, I mean, there were definitely victims in Puffy's rear view.
Mm-hmm.
There's no taking away from that at all. And prayers to them and their families.
Definitely.
I'm not making a stance in any way, shape, or form. I'm going off of the history of this country. That's all I'm making a statement on. That's it.
I'm thinking about that line in Euphoria. You niggas gonna make me bring back Puff. You niggas gonna make me bring back Puff. Kendrick said that shit.
Well, that was before.
Yeah. But he didn't know it aged well.
It aged well, but I mean...
he's not out yet, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that it?
Lakers.
Oh, yeah. You guys, you got sold.
I didn't get sold.
I mean, I hope not. Yeah.
What the fuck you talking about?
Drinking skip.
Crazy.
Y'all for how many billions?
Ten
of them things.
$10 billion, bro.
Y'all got money.
Well, the owner do.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
It ain't me.
The Bus family.
The Bus family now do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And also celebrate that report that you saw, Martine. Round of applause.
It's been years.
Let's give him a round of applause.
It's been years in the making. I've been waiting to report this myself.
Even though it's not even, may not even
hey,
be
man,
true.
Hey, man, look.
This is hope.
I don't
for
give
you.
A fuck, man. I got a glimmer of hope. Shit.
I was excited too.
I didn't want this shit to happen from the very beginning.
You sure didn't.
And now it looks like all signs are pointing to 1 year left with LeBron on the Lakers. Thank God. Woo! Thank God.
LeBron James.
I can't wait, man, because just to get the team, you know what I mean, the ball rolling again. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like,
so how,
actually being able to build a team again.
How JC said Lakers 2020, what you going to say? Lakers 20 what?
I ain't saying shit. What I'm going to say is like, look. Exactly. I got to see what it looked like. I got to see what it looked like. I'm not, you know, and you know how I am. I'm realistic about a lot of shit when it comes to that.
He was realistic, period.
No, he was realistic, but at the same token, is like, you could see it though. You know what I mean? Because realistically, with LeBron, when you get him, if you don't win the first year, you're winning the second year. Or you're winning the third year. That was at that time frame.
Yeah.
But right?
After COVID happened.
Now we're, you know, way over here. No.
Way over here.
We got Luka.
I'm happy. Like,
it's
DeAndre Ayton. Yep.
So you think LeBron's just too old and he needs to go?
Got a little nasty little horny white boy.
I already know what you're going to say, Martin. I already know what you're going to say, Martin. I'm just adding to it.
You say he needs to go.
Somebody did this.
I'm saying he should have never been here. Like, bro. You don't even go here.
Shit. Does now.
Nah, he can go over there. Shit.
Where's over there?
I don't give a fuck.
Retirement.
Shit.
Let retire.
Wherever the fuck he wants to. Get the hell out. Like, that's how I feel personally.
It was a good run, but it's time.
It's done. It's time. Been over now, man.
Right. It has been over.
If those reports are true. Come on, bro.
That LeBron farewell tour.
Come on,
bro. That's gonna be top notch.
Come on, bro.
Niggas gonna
for
cry.
Whatever fucking team he's on. I don't care.
Come on, bro.
I do not care.
He's gonna do it on the Lakers, bro.
If he retires as a Laker,
he can retire for three teams.
That's cool. I'm not watching the damn season. I already made that fucking perfectly clear last season when I didn't watch.
You ain't Kobe.
I don't love you like that.
You think you Kobe?
Shit.
Tell that to LeBron James.
Hell yeah, I would.
Now,
to his face, too. I ain't got no problems.
Man, let's go back to the whole Drake thing like one last time, man. It's like, what kind of relationship does he have with Drake, man, to have Drake act like this?
I don't know, but I know what kind of relationship that LeBron has with Kendrick, because it's enough where when Drake does this goofy-ass shit, LeBron goes to his Instagram and he starts putting up...
Yeah,
he starts putting up that other shit. Drake gotta understand he's an entity. He not on that level where you want to try to outpetty LeBron. You don't want to do that shit. Don't do that.
It's so
you not
weird.
You not that.
It's weird. Like, you try to diss.
It is extremely weird, though, dog. Like, seriously. Like, outside looking in, it is weird as fuck.
It was weird when you had him tatted on you. It's not just LeBron. You have KD and Steph's number tatted on you and shit like that. And also what's weird is KD being at the Wireless Festival with Devin Booker, and he's chilling with Top 5.
That part of it was
that's
weird.
That's why I'm getting that.
Yeah, that part of it I found a little
No, that's not a little That nigga threatened Kendrick's life.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that's the one I was like, I don't know about all that, but him being there, that didn't move me.
I mean, you know how West Coast people are. Like, you associate someone that trying to threaten my life and you kicking it with them?
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Oh, speaking of KD, he got traded to the Rockets.
That's why he's in Houston. He's going to be with his BFF now.
That's why he wanted to go. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, you're going to be close to that white boy.
Yeah.
White boy.
On that note, this episode... What was the
322.
Damn, we're in the 322s.
Yeah.
322 of the most consistent podcast in the area. You can always follow us on Twitter. Shout out Mr. Fab or X. Whatever the fuck this shit's called now.
Whatever. It's still Twitter to me.
That's that bird app, baby.
Bird gang.
Follow me at Mr. Busby for lowercase.
Sorry.
What?
We have to bring it up. We have to bring this up.
What?
Jim Jones thinking he on Nas's level.
You can follow me at Mr. Busby 408.
Like I said, we have to bring it up.
Had to bring it up.
I brought it up. Go ahead.
You can follow the podcast at TheologicalSP on Twitter. You can follow us at Theological Sense. And of course on YouTube, you can like and subscribe and follow us. You know the fucking vibes.
Give me a hell yeah.
Yep, and on all social medias, you can follow me at JC
No Hits.
And I would say that I'm back on full time, but I'm taking summer classes, so I ain't really gonna be interested in talking about that.
Summer's almost over.
No, it ain't.
Sidebar series, volume 2. Two.
McFly.
I had to jump. And get ahead of some things real quick. I got certified. But I still got some more schooling to do because I want to get ahead of some things.
You got more shit to do, man.
Yeah. So I took a fast track 6 weeks real quick and we'll get ahead of that. I want to get ahead of that and I want to stay inside air conditioning environments.
Right.
I was like, I might as well get some grades for this too. So running that back. But what's coming up? NFL training camp.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, quarterback
season's
is back.
About to start.
Yeah. Quarterback's back.
Yeah.
Who they following? Joe Burrow. Who's the other nigga?
I thought they were gonna follow the mascots.
That would have been tight, dude.
That would have been great.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow, and fucking who's the other nigga in Detroit?
You know who I want them to follow.
Who is the
Quarterback in Detroit? What the fuck's his name?
Jared Goff.
God damn.
That was sad.
Drew a blank.
You're welcome.
Well, that's gonna be sad. That last episode gonna be sad.
You know who I want them to follow?
Who?
Brett Favre.
Oh shit!
They already have another documentary.
Anyways,
you
can follow me on all social media at MacFly408. Yeah, like I said, I was in the
Brett
hospital.
fuck Brett Favre.
I was in the hospital. I was sick. I didn't record those songs. Guess what? I can still do it. It's coming soon. You'll see it when you see it. And if not, I'll announce it before you see it.
There you go.
Yeah. Y'all should watch Love Island. Oh, yeah.
Fuck anyway. Out of here. God. Island. Damn.
Turn the air on. We out.
Hey.